Welcome, everyone. It is 6 o'clock, so we will call the meeting to order. Looks like almost everybody's here except for the one.
Right.
There is no correspondence that I'm aware of.
No.
I don't believe there's anyone here for public comment. So we move straight on to the minutes from July.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Invoices for July?
Nothing out of the ordinary. You know, we've had to spend some extra money on the HVAC. I think they have everything worked out. It seems to be working okay. We do have some issues with thermostats in the study rooms. It's set at 65, so we're trying to figure out how to increase that. But other than that, everything seems to be working okay. Any questions regarding the bills?
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Revenue and expense report.
So really no difference. This is from July 31st. We're still right on tabs for the year. I just sent in a report to Mark with what we think the final for the year would be. And we'll be going through most of this budget. If there is going to be any savings, it's going to be with wages. There might be some savings there. But other than that, we're right on schedule.
Tom, this came up a little bit at the Finance Committee a few weeks ago, but your request for a full-time children's librarian. Mm-hmm. And the topic came up about the additional reimbursement we were getting from the town of Grafton, since they aren't, like, how does that money come in then, since they're no longer a part of the Monarch system, but we receive some of that money. Can you explain how that works for cash?
In the state of Wisconsin, it's actually part of a law that if you live in a community that does not have a public library, you can use a public library and your county will reimburse for that use. You still pay taxes on that, but the county reimburses. So the town of Grafton decided it no longer wanted to be part of city of Grafton. So what that means is that now every time their resident uses us, we get reimbursed.
From the county.
And so that's based on the formula. So ours is roughly around $6.15. So just FYI, if our operations costs keep going down, that money will go down as well. So it's a formula that they came up to try to be as equally fair to everyone. So it's the same type of setup all across the state. The only difference here is that Ozaukee County has agreed to pay 100%. By law, it's only 70%. So Dodge and Washington County only pay 70%. So we have a lot of Grafton or town of Grafton residents that use us. So that's only going to continue. I don't see any big changes. So that's where the growth will come. In addition, the county has agreed to reimburse for the use of Overdrive. But we haven't started the Advantage program yet. So if we start the Advantage program, where we pay that extra to get extra copies of digital content, we will get reimbursed for that use. So that should help us. I mean, it'd be nice if we include all the different resources, but right now it's just overdrive. Now, just overdrive is important because it's the main tool that we use to provide e-content. And keep in mind, it was just purchased. The state is looking at other alternatives because I don't think the shoe has dropped from overdrive because the prices are just going to go up. So keep in mind, I've said this many times before, a lot of people think we get those books for like $12. No, we have to pay $76 for the e-content for a digital copy. And it all depends on what the publisher will allow. Some are loosening up a little bit, but others are, you get it, you buy one copy, it circs 26 times, you got to buy the title again. So.
Yeah, thanks. That was used as a rationale for the full-time children's librarian. I didn't know how the reimbursement process worked, so thanks.
I mean, if you really look at the cost of, it really is very minimal because we're getting that extra money and adding the position full-time is not creating a lot of extra, and there will be some savings in health insurance because I believe two kids have aged out, so price it will be a little bit lower. So any questions about the report, finance report?
I'll make a motion to approve the report.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, director's report.
So just an update on library staff. We are now down a shelver. Erwin is off to Stevens Point. We wish her a lot of luck. We had a little party for her on Friday. And so we are re-recruiting two 10-hour shelver positions. We've already received 16 applications. So we should be able to find a good candidate. We're not worried. The building, gentleman from Miller Electric was there today. It looks like we'll finally get that book locker ready. Next week, they're hoping to put in the electric box and the network plug. And then we'll let Beverly take a no, and then I'm going to say it's going to take about 12 weeks to get, or I'm sorry, 6 weeks to get the locker in. And that's really one of the last things that needs to be done with the grant. And there's lighting that's going to be installed above the spotlight collection. And we met with, I forgot his name, Miller, Jason. We're going to pick up the lights. I think we picked them out, so he just needs to be installed. That was part of the grant, hence the name Spotlight, so we'd have a light on it. And we're just waiting for the final report regarding the wayfinding, all the different signage. We've already received a report from the vendor and gave him all our comments, and so we're just waiting for his final report and then see how much it's going to be and get what we can done with the rating money. We still have not heard from the state regarding the additional money that we may or may not get back. And we don't really know when that's going to happen. But other than that, the building's doing good. We just have the controls issue with the air in a couple of the study rooms. Library statistics. Any questions? Our numbers are looking really great for the year. The summer reading program was awesome. There'll be a full report the next month's meeting. Because technically, it ended on Friday with the pool party. There was over 135 kids who showed up, which is really impressive. But we did not hit 800. We hit 796. Ooh. That's adults and kids. And so in the report, we'll have it all broken down. But kudos to the staff. They worked really hard. They had a lot of fun. The programs were very popular. And I think the programming numbers are going to continue to be high because people are looking for affordable programs for the kids. And in this case, were really good because they're free, getting nothing but great comments regarding Kate and Amanda with the story times. So it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of proud kids with their minutes. And everyone wants that $100 Amazon card. So I hope a kid gets it because adults... Right. Can adults apply? Yeah. So I'm hoping a kid gets it.
When is the pick for that?
Or
is
Friday.
This Friday? Monday.
Oh, she told me it's Friday I was pulling it. Okay, Monday. We can go on to new business.
Sure, yeah.
So I did get all my CE done.
Yay.
Nice.
Good.
Oh my God, those were some long days. The most was 13 hours of different workshops. So I'm just working on the final paperwork. I've already have it. It's already been sent to the system, but there are some changes because the forms have to be perfect before you send them in. So I just got to make a few changes. And then finally, there was a person here who spoke regarding free printing.
Yep.
And I thought this would be the time to discuss. I will tell you right now what we do. It is really rare where we will deny someone a print. There are options. Sometimes we'll say, well, catch us and the next time you're in, or you can put it on your account. Mm-hmm. And we really have never had a problem where someone couldn't get a print. For example, we have a lot of people who rush in and get a boarding pass, a print on a boarding pass, or tickets, concert tickets, all that type of stuff. We don't want to delay that and, over 25 cents. So what are your thoughts? I know Rosalia looked a library that provided, there were some that were providing free, but the accounting involved in keeping everything free, it's a little cumbersome but.
I think you might have just addressed my question, Tom, in terms of our comparable libraries and what their free printing or free pages policy would be. Nothing in the area.
They kind of do what we do. You know, if someone needs something, we're not going to deny someone a page or a couple of pages. However, there are people, as we provided free printing, they'll print a book. Mm-hmm. I mean... That's the thing. We already do, I think, a really good job of making sure that people do pay for their printouts. Because when someone wants something to print out, the staff at the desk has to approve it. Mm-hmm. And We have saved so much paper. I mean, if you guys remember the beginning days of public internet and libraries, it was crazy. People would print out whole reams of paper. Oops. So now we don't have that. And, you know, people in port are very good with paying their fees and their fines. And so.
Do you have any perspective on what you'd recommend for a policy or a rubric at least? I mean, is it good faith? Is it?
Yeah, I kind of don't want to have an official policy. It makes it easier for staff to make the decision on the go. I know it's probably really not the right term, mm-hmm. but since it really hasn't been a problem.
This wouldn't address copies, right? Copies are not exempt from, yeah. Copies are separate?
No, because what we do is the copy machine is a printer as well. Mm-hmm. So, and that's actually, I think, a good idea because we save a lot of waste. We'll get someone a free copy. I mean, I'm not going to deny a senior citizen. You know, I mean, it's obvious they don't have extra money or they forgot. You know, we try to let them leave with a smile on their face. But if someone comes in like with 100 pages, it's like, nah, you gotta. Sorry, we can't give this away because it is the taxpayers' money. Mm-hmm. And I think staff are very aware of that. And, you know, but at the same time, we want to give them some leeway just because it helps with the customer service aspect. And it is, you know, 25 cents. I mean, if the board wants us to change the rules and be really tough on that, we can. But since it's not really a problem, it kind of be better if we let staff still have that little bit of leeway.
And it almost sounds like there's two different considerations. There's the funds, but then also the staff time and management of the system. Is that fair to say? Yes. In terms of the funds, would it be something rather than the board acting on it, if it becomes something that is a point of conversation that could go to the Friends for like a funding for community printing?
Yes. And since it doesn't happen that much, it wouldn't be a lot of funds. It's just that it's the economy, you know, keeping it all separate and making sure you hit the right button on the, because it happens. It doesn't happen very often. So it's so much easier when we can't keep everything like clean and simple. But like I said, there was some libraries that they would use donation funds. I mean, we can do that. I just think.
My question, asking the staff, is: has this person ever came up and talked to the librarians? I mean, I talk to librarians about everything, and I wanted to talk to her basically after last meeting, but she went out the dog too quickly, and I didn't know how to get in touch with her.
No.
So you've never heard that? Okay.
No.
Because I was wondering if it was brought to the librarians first. That's I would have brought it up, I think. Okay, that's my question.
It's not like we're making money on copies and prints.
No.
I mean, paper costs money, toner and ink costs money.
Yeah. It's really the toner. That's the actual mm-hmm. expense.
Yeah.
And we have a lease. So, which I think is going up next year a little bit. So we're on the same plan as City Hall, which actually is really nice because it's clean and simple. They're really quick to come and repair. And I mean, we've had this printer for, I believe, 3 years, which is pretty good. but we just follow, you know, it's that cooperation with the city. I think that's important. And it's been working fine.
Okay, then I guess you got this on the agenda for discussion, possible action. Like, what kind of direction are you looking for from the board then, Tom?
I just want to know, do you guys want to pursue it, or do we just let it lie for a while and just see how things go, see the demand changes, and then we can revisit?
The way you describe it, it sounds like I can kind of get free printing now from the library. I assume you wouldn't necessarily advertise this policy, right? It was just be as needed, but...
We don't want to deny anyone. You know, it's like with fines. You know, we want the materials back. So as we get the materials back in good condition, we can waive the fines. And like I said, this isn't, it doesn't happen very often.
It sounds to me like staff has the ability to waive that printing fee on a discretionary basis, you know, on an as-needed basis, but it's not a daily thing. It's not a common occurrence. This is what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
Right, that's my question. So then is any action needed necessarily from the board, or like we would just continue doing what the current
I think we should just continue what we're doing. I think it's important just because she addressed us, you know, we're talking about it, and we can leave it as status quo.
And then after her public comment, were there any other comments within the library staff or other public comments about it?
Yeah, I did talk to staff about it, and their whole thing, well, how do we separate the money? You know, because it's, we have, I mean, unfortunately, the desk can get really busy. And then you got to, I mean, I know it may sound silly and not a big deal, but it just, it's just much more convenient and effective to let them make that decision. And, you know, we're not going to let someone with 100 pages walk out. Are there people that are doing that? Yeah. It's extremely rare because, important people are very honest. I mean, they truly are. I mean, I'm still surprised how many are so excited to pay their fines off. And they don't want a dime on their record. They do not, which is really great. So
I can't stand it.
So that's all I have.
I guess then perhaps no action is needed then.
Right, no action.
Okay.
All right, that's everything on our agenda. Do we have any other comments or input?
Tom, can I just ask, did their AC repair come in at 1500? Because that's what you told us last. It was the estimate was 1500. I only got the agenda. I don't know why I didn't get all the stuff I got last
time. Well, you had to go to the link on the city council website.
Okay, so that's probably why I didn't go that way. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Actually, I think it was 1600.
Okay, I just wanted to know if it was close to that or...
Yeah, it cost a little extra because we had to bring in two different companies to make sure to get it right.
Okay,
the
guy
doing the controls, and then Bassett, who's a city, does have a...
service contract.
Service contract, thank you. And actually he said, you know, the repair person said, you know, this is what happens when you combine old with new. It takes a little while to get them all to like each other and get it all to work. But yes, Tom.
Yeah, I was going to say the line item says 1571.
Okay.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very close.
Thank you.
Yeah. I guess I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yes, please.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
It's always nice to see those numbers come in at least close to what they
tell you. Yeah, well, that's, I didn't see it.
You never know.
I wanted to make sure it was like.
And this HVAC system in the library has been a nightmare for as long as I've been here.
Yes, it's never worked right.
It's amazing.
Well, half the things are the windows, I think. Okay.
It makes me, back in the day, I remember like making a note to myself, don't ever buy whatever brand it was that we were dealing with.
It's my late because it's like, doing stuff at home, it's like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
He's like right in front of me.